Tyco Fire Products reached a settlement this month with the state of Wisconsin to clean up PFAS contamination in Marinette County. Tyco manufactured firefighting foam that spread the forever chemicals in soil and water. The settlement requires Tyco to put $10 million into Wisconsin's PFAS Trust Fund for future cleanup, provide clean water in the Marinette area, including deep drinking water wells in a prescribed area for 20 years, monitor and report water quality within the 35 square miles that includes parts of the city of Marinette and the town of Peshtigo, and requires Tyco to remediate and restore the environment in soil, groundwater, and surface water. Another lawsuit against the company and others is ongoing. For reaction to the PFAS settlement, we turn to Jeff Lamont, a resident in Marinette and a retired hydrologist. And Jeff, thanks very much for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So how long in coming was this settlement?
AG Call was up in Marinette for a DNR listening session, which they were doing about every 6 months at the time to update the public on what was happening and what Tyco was doing. And in 2019, December, we were able to beg some time from him and pleaded our case to file this suit against them for essentially at the time not reporting this. They found PFAS on their fire training facility 3.5 to 4 years before they reported it to DNR, which violated the spills law. And they let the community drink this contaminated water for 4 years before reporting it. So, we're 7 years, and we were first informed of the contamination in November of 2017. So it's almost been 10 years.
But in your mind, this settlement barely touches the problem?
Yes. Well, so the settlement we're not happy at all about, because what it did essentially, it said there was the initial investigation area and then there was an expanded investigation area. And for 10 years, the DNR had fought with Tyco about the responsibility beyond this essential first area that was investigated. The contamination was the same. I mean, and we're talking in places where it's neighbors right across the street. Well, we're going to take care of you on this side of the street, but the other side of the street, that's not our contamination. And this lawsuit limited their liability to just the initial investigation area, not the expanded investigation area or the 3,000 acres of contaminated biosolids that was spread in Marinette County.
But isn't the settlement and the $125 million in state funding and potential of an ongoing lawsuit a starting point, better than nothing?
It is better than nothing. But if you want to put that into perspective, Tyco has set aside $180 million just for this site. So, I mean, we're just one of many, you know, dozens, if not hundreds in the state that are impacted. So it really does not go very far. And the deep wells Tyco has been putting in approximately $100,000 a piece. So if you look at another $10 million, that might address another 100 wells in the community beyond the initial investigation area that are still contaminated with their PFAS.
So you have experience in large-scale cleanups with the EPA. What, in your experience, should be happening?
Well, you know, I tried to let the citizens of our community know that these are very, very long, drawn-out processes. I mean, a lot of the Superfund sites that I worked on had been in the gears for 10, 15, 20, sometimes 30 years before the remediation actually went into place or started. And often these remedial efforts can take multiple years. The Waukegan Harbor cleanup I did, we were there for 7 or 8 years from once we started the project. So,
can PFAS, these forever chemicals, can they be removed, remediated, make people safe?
They can be. There's a number of technologies, and as PFAS has become such a huge problem countrywide, a lot of companies have started to invest a lot of money in different techniques to clean up. You know, Tyco chose, in my opinion, a very ineffective solution. They did a pump and treat system to remove shallow groundwater and treat it with granularly activated carbon and resins. And it can remove that, but there are more practical ways. They're more expensive. The reactive barrier walls are one that is being used a lot these days on Air Force bases and in different communities across the country. But Tyco chose, in my opinion, a very ineffective method to address this.
How can the sources of contamination be held accountable in your experience?
Well, in this particular case, this fire training center, I mean, they were testing for 60 years these AFFF foams by igniting accelerants and then having different groups that were being trained, whether it was Department of Defense or whether it was different fire departments from different communities, airports. They would spray this foam directly on open ground to put these accelerants out, the trainers. And then once they were done, they would just hose it down into the original ditches. So I would have liked them seeing them do a reactive barrier on their site. This groundwater treatment system is approximately a half mile down gradient for their site. So typically a big source like this, you want to do source control. You want to control the contamination where it happened instead of a half mile or a quarter mile down the road from where it happened. The high school, Marinette High School, is between the fire training center and where the groundwater extraction system is going. So all the water underneath the high school is contaminated. And of course, we're learning now that air deposition and deposition through rainwater is a significant contributor to this. And so, you know, when they would burn, this soot would go right over the high school. And I remember talking to one of the teachers there that retired there saying, every day I would walk out after they'd burn, I'd have to wipe my car down because there would be this dust from the fires on my vehicles.
Do you hold out hope that this will be adequately remediated in Wisconsin?
Not a lot. Without significant, you know, outpour and outcrying from the public, it's such a costly endeavor that unless there's a responsible party like we have, Tyco Johnson Controls, this is going to fall on the taxpayer, and, you know, there's only so much resources in the state budgets for this kind of thing. And like we talked about earlier, $135 million is kind of a drop in the bucket, really, but it is a starting point. So I should be more optimistic, I guess, for that.
All right. Well, we will leave it on that note. Jeff Lamont, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, what a disaster, puts it too mildly.
It is. We just wrote the secretary for the DNR, the interim one here, because AG Call suggested that we reach out for that money, so that $10 million we're trying to get it to be spent in the Marinette area and not just thrown into the state coffers and used elsewhere, where we would have to compete with other sites for that. I mean, the $10 million is there because of us, and we think it should be used there. So we're lobbying big time at the state to have those additional funds spent here for those people outside the area that the settlement does not include. So
yeah,
we've got our fingers crossed. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, there's a cluster of three teenage high school boys within a two-block area in the town, all with testicular cancer, which is one of the six that was defined by the large study that was done, you know, in Parkersburg, West Virginia. So absolutely. I have a niece that recently had her third and fourth child in the past couple of years. She had a preeclampsia associated with both of those pregnancies, and she lives in the Plume. So we have friends and neighbors that have been impacted health-wise. That was another thing we thought the settlement didn't do. We were hoping that they would kick off or require some kind of medical monitoring or something associated with the settlement, and there was nothing. So.
All right. Well, thank you on behalf of Wisconsinites. Thank you for your work.
Thank you so much. Marissa, if you could send me the link when this goes, that would be wonderful. Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye now.